We are up to Simen Tzadik Zayin in Hilchas Tefillah, and we will be doing all of the Simen. Sif Aleph, Lo Yigahek, says the Ramam, Motzi Migufo Lefiv Neficha Mitoch Savol, this is a burp, Velo Yifahek, which the Ramam explains, Poseach Piv Lotzi Ruach HaPeh, to yawn. So one doesn't burp or yawn in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. Says the imtzorech lefahek mitoch onis, and if you do have to yawn and you can't control yourself, yaniach yado al piv, you should cover your mouth with your hand, shelo teiroe psichaso, so that your open mouth should not be visible. That's disrespectful. Now, how about if one has to burp in the middle? So here it says that one does not have to cover it for two reasons. Number one, because his mouth doesn't open as wide. And secondly, because the mouth does not stay open for as long as when one is yawning. Further, says the Rama, V'zoher shelo yoniach yodo al santero b'shas atfila v'heve derech gasis ruach. One should not put his hand on his lower jaw when he davens, because that looks like, it appears as if you're davening in an arrogant way. Says the Mishnah Bura, but the chazan that does it to help him produce the sound he wants to, is allowed to do that. That's not a matter of arrogance, that's a matter of professionalism. Sif Beis, Osir lo loruk, it is osir to spit. Vim ef shar lo shalo loruk, what happens if one coughs up phlegm and it's not possible for him not to spit? So, the halachi is mavlio biksuso, he is to have it absorbed into his clothing. Be'ingin shalo yehi nira, this is referring not to upper clothing, it's referring to, say, he's got an outer garment and then a shirt under that. So it should be something that it gets absorbed into, so it should not be obvious, because that is disrespectful in the middle of davening. This goes for the entire Shmona Esrei till one takes the three steps back, the Mishnah Berurah says, including Alakai Netzor, the Tachanunim at the end of the Shmona Esrei. So what's the halacha if someone cannot control himself, it is too uncomfortable for him not to, so he's allowed to spit as long as it's going to be absorbed in his clothing. V'im hu istinis, Pirish, says the Rama, sheni yachal liros davar mo'us, if he is someone that is more sensitive and finicky, and as a result of it, v'ino yachal lahav liol b'ksuso, it's just something he can't do, he cannot see himself spitting into his clothing. Zorko la'achorav, this means he should either spit behind him, or if he cannot, spit into his hand and then throw it behind him. So this is the next level, that what he's got to do is go and see that it comes out behind him. Now the halacha is whether he spits into his clothing or behind him. He does not go back to his davening. He's got to wait kidei hiluch dalet amis, so that it is not disrespectful. Further, V'im yefshar lezorko la'achorov, says the Rama, if it's just not possible for him to go and throw it behind him, so he's supposed to zorko lismolo, he should make sure to spit or throw it to his left, avalo liyamino, and not to his right, because that's where the Shechina is, v'chol shken lefon of the Aser, as well as in front of him, which is also Aser, because he's davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what if there's really no choice whatsoever, so he's allowed to go and spit or throw it in front of him. But if he can, he has to avoid his right and in front of him. So the Rama is now bothered by Akasha, because here we're saying that the Shechina is to the right, it is to the right of the Shechina, that you're not supposed to do this. At the end of davening, when you say Oseh Shalom, what you do is, you first take a bow to your left, which is the right of the Shechina. If you're facing the Shechina, then if you bow to your left, that is the right of the Shechina. So why are we saying that my right is the left of the Shechina, my left is the right of the Shechina, and therefore I bow to the left first, and yet over here we say that you cannot go spit to the right, because that's where that would be the right of the Shechina. Shu yimin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh lo medata. Kiven shemeolam lo yorda HaShechina lamata miyud. Actually, the Shechina never comes down within 10 tfachim of the ground, the Gemara tells us. Inkein ein HaShechina kenegen HaMespal. The Shechina is not literally there, meaning right in front of him. Therefore, to your own right, there it says that you should give kavod to it and not spit there. Aval kishaposea shalosh psios, whereas when you're leaving the Shechina, although the Shechina is not there in actuality, the Shechina is higher, it doesn't come down within 10 tefachim. Ha'odam marchik atzmo mehamakom. You're going through the act of moving away, of leaving the Shechina. V'hu kenegan ha'Shechina. Lefikach nosen shalom l'smolo. That's why you give shalom first, you bow to the left, which is the right of the Shechina, even though it's up on top. Shazu kenegan yamino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, over there you're leaving Hashem, you're leaving the presence of the King. So as far as you are away from it, since you're leaving, you go to the left first, which is the bow to the left first, which is the right of the Shechina. Not so when we're talking about Rekika, where the issue is not what you're in front of, but what's actually there. So the Shechina is not there. Therefore, you wouldn't worry about it, your left being the left of the Shechina. And instead, you give cover to the right and don't spit on the right side. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Achronim give a different shot in that, and that is that by Rekika, what you're doing is you're moving away from the covet of the Shechina, and therefore you go bust of the Yamin and Smol of the Shechina. Whereas over here, you go by the Yamin and Smol of your own. In other words, it's not a matter of the Shechina. It's just disrespectful to spit at the right side because it's your right and your left side is more chashev. Means the issue is not the Shechina and which side of the Shechina you're facing. The issue is yourself. It's not right to go and spit to your right. Siv Gimel, Imkina Oktosa. If one is being bitten by a louse, Yemashmesh Bib Godov, Vlahasira. So what he does is you touch the clothing to move it away and get it to go away. Shlotis Batal Kavanoso, because it's disturbing your Kavana. I mean, there's no heter just getting rid of a kina that's biting you. The Isser is disturbing your Kavana. So what you do is you don't touch the kina, but you use your clothing to move it. Avaloya sireno biyodo, but you should not take it off by hand. The reason that you're not allowed to is because then your hand becomes unclean. The halach is that you'll have to wash it, and you're in the middle of davening, so you won't be able to. So what do you do? So if this is not during Shmoneh Esrei, then you're allowed to do it. We'll see. The Ramah is going to tell us that you're allowed to do it in shul, but you'll have to then go and wash your hands. Whereas during Shmoneh Esrei, you couldn't. What happens if you did? There was just no way of getting it to stop disturbing your kavana. You could actually lift the kina, but then you'll at least have to clean your hands by rubbing them against a wall or a bench. Hagav v'davka b'shas atfila v'shalo b'shas atfila yochel litol kina v'lezorka v'beis hakneses. It is mutter to take a kina and throw it away in the shul itself. If one is about to daven after having killed a kina, then the halach is he must wash his hands actually with water. In Nishma Taliso Mimkomo, if your talis got moved out of place, Yochol Amashmish Bo Lahachziro, the halachi is that you're allowed to put it back. Avalim Nofal Kulo and Yochol Achzor Lisate Bo Devehefsik. If your talis fell down completely, then you're not allowed to put it back. That's considered too much of a Hesach Hadas. You're not supposed to put it back. What happens if you did put it back? You keep davening and you make the brach on the talis only after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, where the halachi is that if your talis fell off completely, you're going to have to make a new bracha. Further, hanose masui. Yes, if you are betzibur in a way that by davening without a talis, it's disturbing your kavana because you realize you're standing there without kavana. The halachi is that you can actually put it on. Hanosim masu yal kseifa vegiyaz man tefillah. If you're carrying a load on your shoulders and this man tefillah has come, pachas midalad kavim, if it is smaller than 4 kavim, mafshilo lachorav, you're allowed to put it behind you, umispalel, even though it's on you. Dalad kavim, menichal gabe karko umispalel, where if it's 4 kavim, then you're not allowed to be wearing it because it's distracting, it's disturbing, you must remove it, and only then are you allowed to daven, because otherwise it'll disturb your kavanah.